This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسِ. And now that this testimony has begun, then the next scene that is described is يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسِ. The day on which people are going to be, it says spread out, but صَدَرَ in Arabic, really interesting word, it's used for, it's the opposite of warada. Warada is actually when you're in the desert and you're looking for water. And of course, if you're in the desert looking for water and you find it, like فَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنَ, you get your water and then you move on. You don't stay at the water, you get whatever you need and then you carry on with your journey. And the idea of getting water and moving on is sadara. That's why you bring the animals to drink and then you take them on their way. And this is why even in the story of Musa alayhi salam, لَا نَسْقِي حَتَّى يُصْدِرَ الرِّعَاءَ وَأَبُنَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. We're not going to feed our animals, give our animals water until we've replenished them and they can move on. And our dad is too old to do the job, we have to do it ourselves. That's what those women told Musa alayhi salam. Same word was used, yustir. Here the mujarrad form, yasturun nas, is used. What does it mean? It actually means when people move on from the watershed. Bear with me, that sounds complicated. When people move on from the watershed, Allah is describing this entire life that we lived, like you were on a journey in the desert, a long journey, and there was a brief stop by some water, and you had a little bit to replenish yourself, and then the journey goes on. As if to describe thousands of years, even more, countless years before you and I came to this earth, Allah had already created us. Our ruh already existed. All of them already existed since the time of Adam alayhi salam. We have been around a very long time. And then Allah took our ruh, put it inside our mother, and let us have a little bit of rizq, a little bit of water, for a little while on this earth. This was just a pit stop. And then it's time to move on. Because the next station, the journey goes on. And so yasduru nas is actually, people are done with this temporary stop, and now it's time for them to move on. But once they move on, in this temporary stop, they all shared the planet. They all shared neighborhoods. They all shared family even. Believer and disbeliever was in the same family. Remember in the previous surah we saw that people would not have been munfakkeen, wouldn't have been separated until al-bayyinah came. Now Allah says, as people will move on from this journey, now they won't be together anymore. Ashtatan, they're going to be broken up into groups. Broken up into several groups heading in several different directions. This is picking up from a theme that we've already read. إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. Same word again. Your efforts go in different directions. And picking up from that, depending on the kinds of efforts your life was made up of, that's the group you'll belong to heading in a different direction based on your actions. And just like that, in that surah, إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. Efforts and diversity was together. Here, أَشْتَاتْ comes with أَعْمَال. Just like sa'iyan shatta and ashtatan a'mal. So ashtatan liyuraw a'malahum, so they may be shown their deeds. People will move on from the watershed, people will pass along from this life, because this is over, the earth is telling you, that time is done, there's no more rizq here, now the only rizq left is that of the akhirah, and now when you go forward, you are going to be broken up into varieties of groups, so you may be shown your deeds. لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. You know what that suggests? That suggests that people are going to be categorized not by race, they're not going to be categorized by height or color or language, they're going to be categorized by deeds. You know, the murderer from here, and the murderer from Australia, and the murderer from Bangladesh or wherever else, all bunched together. They're all in one place. The musalli, the faster, the giver of charity, the forgiver, wherever they were from, whatever generation they were from, whatever region they were from, whatever society they were from, whatever prophet they were from, bunched together by a category of deed. لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. That's one kind of categorization. Then we'll find other categorization. يَوْمَ نَدْعُو كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. The day on which we call everybody by their leaders. Meaning, who did they follow? Who did they follow? Meaning by their prophets or their false gods and everything else. So there are multiple kinds of categorizations on Judgment Day that have been identified. Perhaps referring to different stages of Judgment Day. But in any case, now Allah says, people will have moved on, and they'll be broken up into groups, so they may be shown their deeds. She says, Ibn Tashatik says, ثُمَّ لَا أَجِدُ مَا يُفَسِّرُ بِهِ آيَةَ الزَّلْزَلَةِ آيَةَ الزَّلْزَلَةِ إِلَّا نَقِيدَ الْوَرْدِ لِأَنَّ مَا فِي رَبْطِهِمَا سِرُّ الدَّلَالَةِ الْمُوحِيَةِ بِأَنَّ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا لَيْسَتْ بِدَارِ مَقَامٍ. This is simple. Like the fact that the word yasdur was used is only there to describe it as the opposite of warada, to stop for water, actually to move on from the water, because this world was never a place we were meant to stay forever. And so we come to the concluding ayat of this remarkable surah, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. And so then whoever may have done the equivalent in weight, mithqal in Arabic, is the equivalent of the weight of something. Like, this is mithqal of that, means this one weighs as much as that. When you compare two things, that's mithqal. Okay? Mithqal is a unit of measure, like you can say nowadays a gram, or a milligram, or a kilogram, or a pound. Those are all mithqal, actually, in Old Arabic. A means by which weight is measured, a standard by which weight is measured. So Allah says, whoever may have done the worth of a dharra, the weight, I won't translate dharra yet, of good, will see it. If you have done, and ya'mal actually means consciously done. Amal includes niyyah in it, fi'l doesn't. Whoever consciously did an act of good, and meant to do something good, even if it's the worth of what Allah calls a dharra. Now what is dharra? A dharr ma yura fi shu'a'i shams min al-haba'. Dharr is if you're sitting by a window on a sunny day, and you see little fibers of dust flying around, one of those is called a dharr. And what does that weigh? Allah says the equivalent of the weight of that of a good deed a human being will see. That is almost impossible to see to begin with. Forget weigh. Forget value. In other words, human beings will be shocked on that day that Allah counted the good deeds that they never even thought about. It didn't even occur to them that that was a good deed. And Allah will have counted it. And they will see it. This is the second time in the surah you're talking about the shock of the human being. The first shock of the human being was when the earth was shaking up and the human being was saying, what is wrong with this? What's going on with the earth? Malaha. The second time the human being is shocked is when he sees or she sees a speck, like a flying bit of dust. And by the way, where does dust come from? The earth. It rises from the earth. So you saw in the beginning of the surah, the earth is giving up its heavy burdens. And now, by the end, not only are the heavy burdens a means of consequence, by the end of it, every speck is of consequence. And that's why the two times the word thiqal was used, athqal was for the heavy loads of the earth, in the beginning, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, and now the same root origin again, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. And it's a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal. When we think of Judgment Day, we think of our bad deeds first. And in the surah, everything is so scary, but by the time he gets to the end, he says, before I tell you about your bad deeds, let me tell you first, none of your good deeds are going to be wasted away. There's not a good deed that will not go on record. It will be counted and it will be measured. Even if it's so small that it was impossible to measure in this world. Now, herein lies the question. How is something impossible to measure in this world, but is so valuable on Judgment Day, or of any value on Judgment Day? You see, the thing is, when the Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, actions are entirely dependent on their intentions. That is not how the world works. That is only how Islam works. That's not how the real world, or this worldly life, that's not how it works. If somebody does a great job, or does everything they needed to market the product, to sell the product, and they made no sales. They made no sales. Are they going to keep their job or going to lose their job? They're going to lose their job. You didn't get the results. And they go to their boss and say, you know, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are, I intended to make the sales. And وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. Every person should get rewarded according to their intention. My intention was to make more sales than have ever been made in history. Yes, I didn't make a single sale, but since I should be rewarded based on my intentions, I need a bonus. That is not how the world works. The world works on results. What impact did you have? How much sales did you make? How many audience did you have? How many people attended the program? How much money did you raise? How many people did you feed? Like a charitable organization, its success is going to be some bar graphs. What you can measure. What you can see. But somebody living in some apartment somewhere and he's helping their neighbor out or whatever, that's not on a chart anywhere. You understand? The same way, there's a fundraiser and they say, who's going to give 50,000? And nobody raises their hand because it's awkward. But some guy writes a check for 50,000. And by the end of it, somebody, when the fundraiser is like already over, people are dying, they're falling off in their chairs, and the guy's not letting go, and he says, okay, who's going to give $5? right? And when somebody says $5, the takbir is much lower. Like, takbir. Like, it's not like takbir. It's not like that anymore. I was like, Allahu Akbar. You know, like that. But what do you know that there's someone in the audience who only had $5.50 and they gave $5? You don't know that. In this world, it only added to the balance by $5. But in the next world, that $5 may be worth way more than anybody in this world could ever have imagined. The scales of that day are different because they are based on the level of sacrifice you made, the level of difficulty you went through, the level of difficulty I had to go through. So that day, it may be that the 50,000 was worth nothing or worth less than the 50 cents on the other side or the quarter on the other side. It may be that case. So this is mithqala dharratin. What you thought was nothing. Nobody else thought it was significant. Your contribution, who would even know? Who would even care? Today, for example, we think about the scholars that have passed this deen along to us, right? And those scholars that passed this deen along, many of them, we don't know much about their mothers. We don't know much about their fathers. We don't know much about their influences. And the love that their mother showed them, who we may not even know, may be the reason they became who they are. But nobody give credit to the mom. Nobody knows much details about the mom, unless he talked about his mom or wrote something about her. We don't know. But that woman, who the world doesn't know, and her son or her daughter, everybody knows, that woman is reaping so much from the ummah because of what she did. You understand? There are people on the scene, and there are people behind the scenes. There are people that are prominent and people that are invisible. On the Day of Judgment, you'll see that this is why Allah calls it like a lahwun wa la'ib. It's like a game and a play. And even the idea of la'ib, some say, is playing along. Like somebody looks like a king, somebody looks like a beggar, but on Judgment Day, the beggar looks like a king and the king looks like a beggar. Things are going to flip. So whoever may have done even the worth of a flying piece of dirt, a speck flying in the air, something weightless in this world, even the worth of that, they will see. And the other implication of that, of course, is even if in the spiritual sense it was worth so little, like we prayed but our mind was somewhere else, we made mistakes in our prayer, our wudu was faulty or whatever else, it was some like 99% the salah was horrible. That 1% of good that was in it, Allah will count that too. He'll give that to you, you know. This is why at the end of our prayer we say, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Master, accept from us. Okay, it was broken, it was flawed, it was a lot of problems in it, but whatever patch job we gave you, just take it from us. You know, you'll accept it from us. That's the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam passed on to us. And for us, it's a lot more valid, you know, because he built the Kaaba and made that dua. We do what we do, and then we make that dua, Allah accept from us, you know. So this is what, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ.